101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is set to hear closing arguments today. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
At least 22 people were killed in severe weather over the Memorial Day weekend. Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, especially hard hit. At least 50 Palestinians killed in an Israeli missile strike.
The deadly strike targeted a location only 650 feet from a designated humanitarian area. More than 1 million Palestinians have fled to Rafah during the war to seek refuge.
ABC's Perry Russum. Israel says the bombing was a tragic mistake, but also says two Hamas leaders were killed in the attack. Authorities in Papua New Guinea fear a second landslide following the first last week that may have left more than 2,000 people buried. This is ABC News. An NFL kicker is now facing sexual assault allegations from a pair of flight attendants. They say it happened on a flight while Brandon McManus was flying with his old team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, to London. A lawyer for McManus calls the claims false. Not exactly a box office bonanza for the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
If you find him, he's mine.
Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, nearly edged out Garfield for the top spot in North America this Memorial Day weekend, taking in an estimated $32 million. And while it's a win, it's a bit of an empty victory, as it's the worst Memorial Day opening for a number one film since 1995's Casper, not counting the pandemic year of 2020. In second, Garfield finished about a lasagna's length behind Furiosa with an estimated $31.1 million.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. An HGTV star is facing a lawsuit. An Arkansas couple says companies owned by Dave Mars built what's being described as a defective home and never made any fixes. Mars and his wife are seen on the show Fixer to Fabulous. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Chippewa River has entered the action stage as officials monitor it for flooding concerns following heavy rain last week. At the time of a press release from the city of Eau Claire, the river was at approximately 767 feet, just 6 feet short of the downtown flood stage of 773 feet. For the safety of residents, the Chippewa River Trail was closed in the areas behind the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire Fine Arts Building and behind the Hobbs Ice Arena. The city will continue monitoring the river. The University of Wisconsin Eau Claire has announced a new initiative to find solutions to the region's healthcare crisis. In a press release on Thursday, university officials announced the Rural Health Innovation Alliance, which seeks to spur innovation in the healthcare field. The alliance hopes to make the Chippewa Valley the epicenter for testing innovative care models, specifically for rural healthcare. The alliance will also give university students the opportunity to get hands-on experience and learning opportunities. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers or thunder showers through about mid-afternoon, and then it'll become partly cloudy with a high of 64 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Thursday, sunny and even warmer with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right. Save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. Number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Of Craig Council. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council holds the Brewers Club record for most career wins as a manager, but when he returned to AmFam Field wearing a Cubs uniform, he got nothing but boos. Council asked if he watched the brief tribute video in his honor on the scoreboard.
I didn't see much of the video. I don't know. It wasn't on very long. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said before the game. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are here to enjoy a day, enjoy a baseball game. They get to do what they want, and hopefully they had a good time.
The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Brewers, thanks to a clutch 3-run homer by Willie Adames in the 8th, and Robert Gasser pitching another beauty, 6 scoreless innings. The two teams play again tonight. The Brewers now with a 4.5 game lead over Chicago in the NL Central.
You know, guys, it's the third of the season, so we got a long way to go. This is a nice win, and you know, we got a long way to go.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congratulations to Dominic Gianella of Lakeland. Their boys tennis team selected as a WIAA state tournament qualifier in tennis and Division II singles. He will have his first match Thursday at the state tennis match. So congratulations to Dominic. Girls softball tournament's getting underway. Sectionals, anyway, getting underway today. Grantsburg, Shell Lake, Fall Creek, and McDonald Central Catholic from the north are still alive in Division IV action. And other softball action in Division III, you've got Northwestern and Spooner, Prescott, and Aquinas still alive in the Northern Division. And the Mellon girls softball team in action also and alive in tournament play as they will take on the number one seed, Northwoods Solon Springs. They'll play that up in Northwoods Solon Springs today. The winner of that game will play Thursday against the winner of Athens and Thorpe. In baseball action, we've got regionals going on today and tomorrow. And area teams from the north in Division Four, Solon Springs, Northwoods, and Winter Birchwood, they will clash. That game will be up in Solon. Mellon will take on Shell Lake. That'll be a home game for Shell Lake today. Hurley is in action as he'll host Drummond today. And the Bruce boys will take on Washburn. That game will be in Washburn in Division 4. Division 3 action from the north. St. Croix Falls and Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser clashing. Grantsburg and Barron have already played their game. Barron advanced on with a win on that one. They are the 4 seed, the higher seed. Spooner and Cameron will play today. Clayton Turtle Lake will take on Cumberland. All that in Division 3 action today. And in Division 2, you've got Medford taking on Rice Lake. Medford is a number one seed in that region. Bloomer and Ashland will play. That game will be played in Ashland today as they are the number 4 seed. Abbotsford Colby, a 1 seed, will play host to Osceola. And Merrill and Hayward will clash that game in Hayward. And good luck to the area golfers. Golf sectionals going on today. The Prentice golf team, they're regional champs, and they'll be in action today over in Luck. Good luck to Coach Hakenen. Golfers, Elijah Harding, Maddie Hakenen, Evan Lord, Jackson Isaacson, and Hagen Isaacson, all on that team. And the Lakeland golf team, also regional champs, they'll be at their sectional today. Golfers include Jack Rubo, Matt Hagert, Grayson Wagner, Jeremy Henson, and Davis Cook. Congrats to all. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Going to work on Tuesday after a long holiday weekend can be rough. Now, 3-Day-A-Tall can help. Just 1 3-Day-A-Tall contains enough barbecue sauce, beer, hamburger grease, and hot dog flavorings to slowly wean you off your long holiday weekend so you can get back to work. Side effects include daydreaming wistfully about barbecuing, drinking beer, and eating juicy burgers and dogs. 3-Day-A-Tall, because going to work on Tuesdays after a long holiday weekend just plain stinks.
Good morning.
What do you listen?
Really great music.
Every song I like.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
98Q Country.
And a red Gatorade by my bed. Ready.
Country on your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
music, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on that one. It's called I Had Some Help. New stuff on IDAQ. 26 past 7. Hope you are well. A Tuesday post Memorial Day. It was a, I guess it depends on how your weekend went. Some of you may have had a nice, relaxing weekend, and it was nice, and to go back to work is just like, how can I figure out how to retire? Others, you may have had a weekend where you're just happy to not have to deal with that anymore, and now you're back at work, and you're like, yay, whatever it may be. Good to have you tuned in here this morning. One thing I do know for sure is that the fawns have been born. The mama does have had their fawns, and many reports, including firsthand, of seeing those, of seeing the little fawns. Now, just a reminder for those who may not know, and there's a lot of people who don't know, when the mama has the deer, has the baby deer, the fawn, that little fawn can't do much. She can hardly walk. So here's the process, and I'm not a specialist in this, but I do know from learning firsthand about this several years ago, is that the mama will put the fawn in a place that she believes is somewhat secure, and then she'll go off and feed. She'll go off and, you know, feed and get everything ready so she can then feed the baby, feed the fawn. So it's very common for fawns to be left alone. So if you see a fawn that is left alone and it's, you know, it's all right, appears to be all right, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Don't go close to it. Don't touch it. The mama will be back to take care of the fawn. And I know our local DNR and stuff like that gets calls every year on this. They got one from me about probably 15 years ago when I moved into a house in Phillips. Same thing happened, and I was a little bit confused. So just remember that, you know, the does have their little ones, and it's pretty amazing because the fawns don't have a scent, apparently, and that's a protection mechanism against predators. They basically, they're born, and they don't have a scent to them, so it's very hard for prey to find them, to know where they are. And it's just amazing that the mama deer goes out and does her thing and feeds and, you know, is out of sight of the little one, comes back. More often than not, the baby fawn is there, and then in a few days it's moving. We had one across the street. There's a house across the street from where we live that's they're not there very much, so very quiet. And my wife, all of a sudden, I think it was two nights ago, she said, "There's a baby." And I was just like, it's just that it's quiet. You know, one of those times where it's quiet around the house and all of a sudden somebody just like frantically says something that is almost like panic mode. Like, what's going on? What happened? Oh, just a deer. Settle down. So we were watching that a little bit. It's pretty amazing. So the fawns are doing their thing. The mama does are doing their thing. The papa deer, the bucks, I don't know where, are they down at the bar? I don't know. Where'd they go? Where did they go? I have no idea. It's just the mama. They're running around. All right. The Brewers continue to do well. We had Craig Counsell returning to AmFam Field over the weekend. I don't get the whole booing. I really don't get the whole booing thing, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, you can maybe, you know, maybe you're not happy that Craig Counsell left your team and went to the Cubs. That's fine. But you know what? The Brewers are doing fine. They're doing better than the Cubs are. I don't know. Just the whole booing process of sports, booing of an individual. Now, if it's a call, you know, if you don't like the call, then you may go, boo, I don't like that call. But as far as like an individual, they had a Craig Counsell like little tribute on the video board to him because, I mean, he was a big part of getting the Brewers back kind of in a winning mode. And they had a tribute to him. They asked Craig Counsell, did you see the tribute? He was like, well, I guess I saw part of it. I don't know. He was kind of like, whatever. To
I don't know if we have those. I'll play them later. We have some of the clips from Great Council. And then he was promptly, loudly booed by the fans. Just like, just stop it. Just stop it. Yeah. So the Brewers are doing pretty good. They're in first place still. I mean, that division, nobody thought this division that the Brewers in was going to be very good this year. And then everybody started out pretty good, and they're like, oh, this is a good division. And now we're looking at it, and, oh, this is not a good division again. The Cubs are right at 500. The Brewers are 31-22. They're 4.5 games up in the division. And nobody else is over 500. Cubs are at 500. St. Louis is coming on, though. I know there's the tradition of St. Louis. They had a bad year last year. They had a bad start to this year. But they're 25-27. They're 5.5 back. The Brewers just continue to do this with a lot of unknowns. I got to look at payrolls for Major League Baseball and see where the Brewers, I'm sure they don't rank up there at all, I would guess. But they're doing some pretty good things. So fun to see. Well, Brewers for you again today. Let's check out our handy-dandy Brewer schedule and see what's going on here. The 28th today, right? They're back at home against the Cubs. That's yesterday was the first of a four-game set. So they'll do a 6:40 first pitch tonight and tomorrow, 12:10 on Thursday. And then the White Sox come to town. White Sox are not very good. Have the White Sox gotten any better? They had just a horrible start to the season. And where are they sitting at now? They're 15-40. That's not very good. Oh, boy. They've lost six in a row. They were doing all right for a while. So the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. I have some tickets, by the way, that I'm going to tell you about right now. And then we're going to make available tomorrow morning. We're going to make these available tomorrow morning during Reality Radio. So I want you to check your schedule to see if it would work for you to run down to AmFam Field this coming weekend. If I can bring up the tickets on my phone, I'll tell you exactly what days are for so you can plan, or maybe you know of someone who can use them. So we have tickets for Friday when the White Sox are taking on the Brewers. I got four tickets for that. And then I'll have a couple of tickets for Saturday's game, too. So we'll give those away during Reality Radio tomorrow. So check your schedule. Maybe that works for you. Four tickets for Saturday, two for... hold on here. Four tickets for Friday, two tickets for Saturday. White Sox and the Brewers. All right, a little bit of rain today, post-Memorial Day. It was a pretty nice weekend. A little bit of, you know, scattered light rain here and there, but it was really not a washout, especially yesterday and Sunday. Yesterday was nice. The mosquitoes in my part of the county, anyway, backed away a little bit yesterday. I don't know where they went, but they backed off just a little bit. So I hope your weekend was good. If not, we got a lot ahead of us. We're not even to June 1st yet. We got a lot of summer ahead of us. So it should be looking forward to a really nice summer here. Let's get you updated what's going on. News and sports twice an hour. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is set to hear closing arguments today. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
At least 22 people were killed in severe weather over the Memorial Day weekend. Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky especially hard hit. At least 50 Palestinians killed in an Israeli missile strike.
The deadly strike targeted a location only 650 feet from a designated humanitarian area. More than 1 million Palestinians have fled to Rafah during the war to seek refuge.
ABC's Perry Russum. Israel says the bombing was a tragic mistake, but also says two Hamas leaders were killed in the attack. Authorities in Papua New Guinea fear a second landslide following the first last week that may have left more than 2,000 people buried. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. Viterbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. The Turbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. The Biden administration is expanding health coverage to children of immigrants in the DACA program. DACA participants in the U.S. are three times more likely than the general population to be uninsured. Aline Yuriko Badillo Carrillo is in the DACA program.
Not just for me, but I think it's a communal benefit. If I have access to medical care, then I'll be able to be healthier, and then I'll be able to help others.
Badillo Carrillo says immigrants and their families work many jobs vital to the economy. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has provided updates on road construction in several counties around the state. Close to home over in Oneida County on Highway 51, from Manitou Park to Minocqua Lake Bridge in Minocqua, crews will be replacing the asphalt and curb and gutter. Sidewalks will be reconstructed and installed on both sides of the road. This will be taking place April 5th to July 18th, and there will be single bi-directional traffic in the southbound lanes between Manitou Park Drive and the Minocqua Lake Bridge. Over on Highway 17, from Stephen Street to Pollyanna Road, crews will be replacing the asphalt pavement and curb and gutter. This will be taking place May 17th to October, and motorists can expect reduced lane capacity down to one lane in each direction. On Highway 8 from 17 North to County P, there will be pavement replacement and intersection upgrades. This will be taking place May 6th to September 20th. Traffic will be detoured to County P and Highway 17, and Highway 8 will be closed following Memorial Day weekend. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Cubs. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field. A scoreless pitcher's duel until the eighth with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals. Adames center field. Bellinger on the run. He looks up.
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with three balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A busy day for WIAA Sports today. Baseball, regional semifinals, softball, sectional semifinals today. Golf sectionals going on around the state. And athletes are gearing up for the state track meet coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday in lacrosse. Several of our area athletes from Shawamigan, Phillips, Mercer, Prentice, Lakeland have advanced on, and we'll have some of our track athletes on during Reality Radio tomorrow and again on Thursday morning. As always, archived audio and much more at 98qcountry.com.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Daddy was hosting junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing.
Yeah.
Wisconsin 98Q. A cloudy Tuesday morning as we get you back into the routine. Some areas, some schools have a couple days left here. Today, tomorrow for Shawamigan. Some were done as of Friday, whatever it may be. We're getting into the summer routine here in the next few days. I want to prepare you. I know it's only at the end of May. And I know the NFL season is still 2 or 3 months away, but I want to prepare you emotionally for something, a big change in the NFL this coming season. And it's not the kickoff. The kickoff rule is probably enough for football and sports purists to handle. But I'm telling you right now, this will cause you to drop your head and shake with your eyes closed. The chain gang, you know, the traditional chain gang in football, the guys who stand on the sideline with the two stakes and the ever dangerous chain in between with people running full speed toward the sidelines, and the chain may or may not be suspended from the ground waiting. The person holding the chain is not prepared to move quickly as the football player approaches them. The football player is unaware that the chain is about to trip them as they run full speed. I'm talking about the tradition of the chain gang, a football staple, is going away. Preseason football, you'll see the testing of the new system. It's going to be it's going to be an electronic system. There will not be a chain gang on the field. I'm assuming there will be an official still down there. But what the National Football League is saying is that during the preseason, that the chain gangs probably will still be there, but they won't be used. They're there as a backup to start with in case the new technology doesn't work properly. But if it does work properly and everything goes as planned, the chain gang will be gone. And for the first year or so, they're saying that the chain gang may still be lingering, like in the custodian closet in the back tunnels of Lambeau Field. They'll be sitting back there with a cold one and watching the game on TV. That'd be a good gig if you could get it. I'm not the chain gang. I'm just the backup chain gang. But eventually, the chain gang's going to be gone. We always talked about how silly it was with the advancement of technology that we were still out there pulling links that may or may not be fully extended and, you know, seeing what the first down is. But there's just that joy. Oh, there's that joy of the chain gang running out onto the field and randomly placing the one stake on one side that may or may not be close to where the ball should have been placed. And then they extend out that chain. Everyone's lurking and looming over the top, waiting as the chain is extended and it comes down. And then the referee leans over, the umpire or the referee, whatever, leans over to determine if that tiny space between the ball and the yardstick, is it a first down or is it fourth? And as the referee puts his hands in the air with pointing finger and thumb together, almost completely together, and says, that much. That's football, folks, right there. And it's going away. Some computer will tell us. I don't like it.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Complete Auto Repair on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your go-to for all your automotive needs. Chris and his team handle everything from brakes, exhaust, electrical diagnosis, and AC service to general maintenance. They also specialize in motors and transmissions. Take advantage of daily specials like $50 off front and rear pad and rotors, and up to $100 off on a complete brake job. Plus, Chris passes on any discounts to his loyal customers. Visit Complete Auto Repair for top-notch service from tires to tune-ups on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers or thunder showers through about mid-afternoon, and then it'll become partly cloudy with a high of 64 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Thursday, sunny and even warmer with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
All dust cold. While this extreme calls my name, baby, I'll be.
98QCountry.com.
Came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays.